101.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Don't forget the InterSource 24-second cash clock. We're going to wind that up here pretty soon during the district tournament, so you need to get signed up now for your chance to win $10,000, $5,000 for you, and $5,000 for your school. Details online at WGNSradio.com and InterSource.co. Coming up next, it's the Blackman girls and the Siegel girls in our first game of this doubleheader tonight on State Farm Prep Basketball. John Dinkins has a look at all the starting lineups and the live play-by-play in this girls game. John, take it away.
All right, first of all, Brian, for the Siegel Stars, visiting tonight is Morgan Klemmer, number 14, a 5'6 sophomore forward, along with Maddie Franciscan, also a forward, wearing number 10, a 5'6 junior. For Siegel, it's Allison Bush, 5'8 junior. Number 3, number 20 is Erica Roberts, a 5'4 junior at guard. And the other guards, Paris Lawson, number 23, a sophomore guard at 5'1. For the Blackman Lady Blaze, it's Crystal Dangerfield, number 32, a 5'5 freshman guard, along with Amanda Pollock, a senior, 5'4 guard, wearing number 14. Micah Norris, I believe, is in that lineup. I'm going to wait here. I think Morgan Miller is starting at senior night, and Morgan is a 6-foot senior center, and she's going to get the call tonight, and we'll see who else comes back out here. Alex Johnson's going to start, 6-foot sophomore center, number 34. And Micah Norris is indeed in the starting lineup, 5'10 junior, a forward wearing number 11. So it's Dangerfield, Pollock, Norris, Johnson, and Miller here on senior night for the Blackman Blaze. For Siegel, it's Klemmer, Franciscan, Bush, Roberts, and Lawson. And we're about ready to get underway. Blackman heading toward the concession stands in the home white. Siegel in the away blue and white. And the toss is picked up by Blackman. The feed inside to Johnson. And a quick score for the Blaze. 2-0 as we just get started. Some pressure here by Blackman. Roberts over to Bush. They beat the press. Gives it to Lawson, left side. Moves it up into the front court. Takes a few dribbles between the circles. Kennedy Killings is also starting tonight, number 23. That's the other one I was looking for. Here's Roberts, right side, over to Klemmer. Klemmer seeing a lot more action the last two or three games to Bush. Right side to Klemmer. Blackman, man-to-man defense. Roberts, now to Klemmer in the corner. Gives it back out to Lawson, sets it back up. 7:06 to go in the first quarter, just underway. 2-0 Blackman.
Being very patient, the Lady Stars are here with this possession.
And they get it inside. This time it goes to Klemmer. She dribbles it back out, gives it back out to Lawson. Not a huge lineup for Siegel. I think Allison Bush may be the tallest player out there at 5'8. To Klemmer. And they're going to be very patient on offense, it looks like, tonight. Roberts flips it to Bush. Cutting through is Lawson. They don't give it to her. Give it back to Franciscan, to Roberts. Looking for that cutter inside. They go give it to Bush. She puts up a shot from the corner. It's no good. Rebound. Coming away with it is Johnson. Over to Dangerfield. Dangerfield flips it back to Johnson. Now to Pollock. Left side. Back out. Top of the key to Johnson, to Dangerfield. Long cross-court pass to Pollock. Siegel in a zone. They've been doing this for the last three or four games as well. A couple of things it does. It kind of offsets the height disadvantage they have. Killings has it at the high post. Now gives it back out to Dangerfield.
It forces really good passes if you're going to get it in the post to Johnson.
Well, Blackman has had moments where they don't shoot as well, and I guess that's the game plan here. Johnson with a fadeaway jumper. It's short. Miller comes down with a rebound high, but throws it away. Picked up by Roberts. She's going to drive all the way in. They let her. She hits the layup. It's good, and a foul on Dangerfield.
I was going to make a point just a second ago about how patient Siegel was being on offense and being very deliberate with their passes and just looking for a wide-open cutter, and they did that with Allison Bush. But, John, for that to continue to work throughout the night, Siegel's got to stay close, and right now they're doing a pretty good job of that.
Well, that time they moved the ball up the floor. Roberts just outran everybody. There's a feed and a tip by Franciscan, which looked like pretty good defense. You must have got her on the back as she was trying to tip that pass out of there. That's Maddie's first. teams first.
Your Jay Mullins Jewelry tip was 604 Jay Mullins Jewelry on West Northfield Boulevard behind Capital Bank next door to Fuji's Restaurant. Don't forget, Valentine's Day is next week, and there's no better place to get that special gift for the special someone in your life than at Jay Mullins Jewelry and Gifts, inspired by you.
I was so looking forward to a romantic retreat with my wife on Valentine's and spending it with you. There's a rebound, and the out of bounds, it'll belong to the Stars. Yep, Valentine's Day, nothing like spending it with Brian Barrett.
I'll bring you a box of chocolates.
Is that a two-game night? Is that a 6 o'clock and a 7:30 game? Is that what that is?
Should be, yeah.
All right, 3-2 our score. Siegel with the lead. 5:07 to go in the first. Bush looks, now lobs it over Klemmer's head and out of bounds. Turnover for the Stars. That's another thing that they're going to need to watch if you're a Siegel fan tonight.
Yeah, by the way, district tournament will start a week from this Thursday on Valentine's Day. Thursday, two games. Friday, two games. Four-game semifinal on Saturday. Boys championship and consolation Monday. Girls on Tuesday. They're going to flip-flop, and boys actually start play on Thursday night.
I think they're doing some the Lakers are playing Sunday. You want to go do that game in L.A.? And then since that would be an open date. Here's a lob into Johnson, and up against the glass is a nice jumper by Alex Johnson, who took advantage of her size there and shot over everybody. It's 4-3 Blackman. Bad pass out of bounds, and it's a turnover Siegel.
Don't make the rules, John. I just play by them.
Well, Jazz Bond coming in for Killings, and Miller out and coming in for her is going to be Micah Norris. Micah Norris did not start. Angel Allen is in the game. And it's 4-3, Blackman with a one-point lead, 4:28 to go in the first. Nice touch by Chad Hibben, starting those seniors tonight. Speaking of seniors, Andy DeGraw is here tonight. There's a shot in the inside lane, no good. Rebound, Franciscan.
Senior citizen.
Over to Lawson, yeah. Here's a long jumper by Klemmer. Short. Pretty good shot, good look, missed it. Angel Allen comes down with it. 4-3 Blackman. Allen to Dangerfield. Stops, gives it inside to Bond. She can't handle the pass, but does get it back time to give it to Dangerfield. Now to Norris. Takes a few dribbles, drives baseline. Oh, they find Bond wide open, and she hits it from the right glass.
Well, pretty good shot, or pretty good start from the field for Blackman there. 3 of 5.
Ball's intercepted by Dangerfield. She's going to take it up. No good. Bush had it, lost it. Norris grabs it, puts it in. Norris with two, and it's 8-3. Amber Daniels getting ready to check in for Siegel, along with Autumn Daniels. Lawson flips it over to Franciscan. They get it across the timeline. Right corner, Roberts has it blocked by Bond. 3:20 to go in the first, 8-3 Blackman. If you're just joining us, the Daniel girls are in. That's Autumn and Amber. And coming out is Franciscan and Bush. Throwing it in for Siegel will be Amber Daniels. And it's intercepted immediately on the inbounds pass. Norris going to drive. I think she walked, and she did. Turnover Blackman. Siegel will get it back. Siegel caught a break there. Norris had numbers.
Yeah, both teams with four turnovers. A lot early here, but so far they've been a bit more damaging for the Lady Stars than the other way around.
Siegel to throw it in to Klemmer. Roberts facing some trouble. Now gets it to Daniels, who gets it across. Make that Autumn Daniels. Here's Roberts driving, stops, shoots, blocked again by Bond. Two in a row for Jazz. Dangerfield coming across the timeline in a hurry. Finds an open man, and that is Allen. She dishes it to Norris. The jumper's in and out, no good. Klemmer had the rebound, now loses it. Picked up by Autumn Paris Lawson. Lawson streaks across the timeline, gives it over to Amber Daniels, and then the long pass, and Roberts will set it back up. 2:41 to go in the first, 8-3, Blackman Blaze. Got a big boys game to follow this one tonight. Could be for the district championship, really, in terms of regular season. And a foul is called, and it is on Jazz Bond. Coming in for Dangerfield now will be Amanda Pollock. Blackman leads it by 5. Inside court to throw it in is Amber Daniels. Tom Krager with the Daily News Journal doing some reporting tonight.
It's got the biggest disc I've ever seen.
Biggest disc. It's huge. Here's Lawson. Now Blackman in a zone. Lawson takes a couple of dribbles. Now at the top of the key. Now backs it back out. 2:19 to go in the first. Hadn't had a lot of scoring, but we have had some slow offense in terms of moving the ball. And there's a long pass shot by Lawson that's missed. Rebound coming down with it is Allen. Allen has it stolen, but going to be fouled is Amber Daniels. She's going to pick it up. Had a clean steal, but got her on the arm.
John, for this to work for Siegel, they've got to hit a few of those shots. They've got to do a little better at that. And maybe Coach Allen Bush wants to talk about this during this Bob Parks Auction 30-second timeout. As your score is 8-3, Bob Parks Auction and the team of Stan Vaught and Bob Bug, professionally trained to utilize the auction process to sell your property. Recognized as a leader in the industry, consider it sold with Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction, 896-4600, and online at bobparksauction.com. Also, our coverage tonight here of State Farm Prep Sports brought to you in part by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, Bud's Tire, First Bank, Claiborne and Taylor Insurance, and Martin's Home and Garden.
8-3 our score. Brian mentioned Blackman leading by 5 with 2:02 to go in the first quarter. Pretty good crowd starting to form here. It's a little short to begin with, but now a pretty good crowd in. Senior night from Blackman High School. We're going to get probably one more of those before it's over. Here's a long jumper. No, it's passed off to Norris. Back to Pollock. She'll take one this time. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound. Picked up. Tipped. Allen comes down with it for Blackman. Gives it over to Pollock. Back to Allen. 2-3 zone for the Stars. Norris feeds it. Drives. Feeds it into Bond, who takes an 8-footer and hits it. Jazz Bond. 10-3 now. Blackman. Franciscan working it. Gets it across into the front court to Roberts. Now double team. Gives it over to Lawson. She's going to drive baseline. Finds Autumn Daniels, couldn't handle it. Amber gets it. Running jumpers too hard off the glass. Franciscan down with the rebound. Back to Daniels. Cross court, Franciscan, good move. Gonna go up against tall Jazz Bond and can't get the shot to fall. It's out of bounds. It's gonna be Blackman's ball. There's a real case right there, Brian, where they moved the ball well, but the height for Blackman just overcoming for him.
Well, when you've got Morgan Miller, when you've got Johnson, when you've got Jazz Bond, and it's just hard to go up against, well, most teams, but Siegel is especially small and makes it very, very difficult for those little easy shots in the paint.
Norris has it, right side, top of the key to Johnson, back to Norris. The jumper's no good. Rebound, Franciscan. She'll battle you, fellas, I'll tell you. Maddie Franciscan. Here's Lawson. Has it stolen away by Pollock. Double team. Now it's thrown away. Norris comes down with it. Great feed inside. Bond misses the left-handed layup. Rebound of Roberts.
She did not realize how wide open she was. She tried to protect the ball when she put it up there and didn't really have to.
Here's Franciscan. Cross court to Daniels. She'll take the three. It is no good. Rebound, Franciscan. Flips it out. Lawson. She'll set it back up. 23 seconds. And now a reaching foul on Micah Norris. That's the first foul on Micah. And Amber Daniels is going to throw the ball in. Coming out is Autumn Daniels. And Bush comes back in.
Morgan Miller, Kennedy Killings, and Amanda Pollock, the lone seniors here on this girls basketball team, will be recognized tonight.
Lawson with a long jumper is good for a First Bank three. Paris Lawson.
Well, that's what the doctor ordered for the Lady Stars.
And a long pass to Killings. They lob it in to Johnson, and a foul going to be called. Franciscan going to pick it up. That should be two on Maddie. And for Paris Lawson, that was her first basket of the day. 4.1 seconds to go, 10-6 the score. Blackman by 4. And shooting free throws will be Alex Johnson. She'll shoot 2. One thing. Gail Vick for all her hospitality tonight. Free throw is good. She was really nice.
I mean, we even got drinks and candy and everything.
Didn't have to ask, and you know.
She insisted.
Free throw missed. Second one by Johnson. She has 5 points. And that's going to end the first quarter play with our score, Blackman 11, Siegel 6. You're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball right here on WGNS. Stay with us.
Bell Jewelers, Murfreesboro's only certified Rolex repair center.
Toots. Good food and fun.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants, inviting you to come into Toots at any of our three locations and try our daily specials. Our most popular specials are chicken finger baskets on Wednesday for $4.99. And on Friday, your choice of shrimp, clam, or fried catfish basket also for only $4.99. Hi, this is Wade Hayes, owner of Toots Restaurant, inviting you to visit one of our three locations here in Rutherford County.
Good food and fun.
Sign up now for your chance to win $10,000 to split with the school of your choice in Rutherford County with the Intersource 24-second cash clock. The lucky winner will have the chance to make a layup, free throw, top of the key, three-pointer, and half-court shot in 24 seconds to win the $10,000 prize. Sign up online at WGNSradio.com or Intersource.co. Also, there will be weekly winners of other prizes like gift cards, memberships, and a free year of DirecTV. Intersource 24-second cash clock. Sign up at the games or online.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
We start the second quarter of play. 11-6 our score. Blackman with a five-point lead and Siegel in trouble. Lawson double-teamed. Blackman trapping right now. Roberts takes a few dribbles, now finds Franciscan down low and draws the foul. Alex Johnson going to commit the personal. And that's a case where Maddie drew the foul, which was good. I think maybe she goes straight up. Maybe she gets the 2 points. Nonetheless, she's at the free throw line with some big free throws here. Free throw is good. Franciscan with her first point. Lead cut to 4. Second one is up and good. Franciscan has 2, and it's 11-8. Siegel pulls within 3. Norris finding Johnson down low, backs it up, puts it up against the glass and in. Good move by Johnson. She has 7. Full court pressure now, Blackman. Roberts to Franciscan. Over to Bush. Looks for help, gives it to Franciscan. Long pass to Roberts. They get it across in the front court. It goes to Franciscan. Another trap. This time, they're going to call a foul on Micah Norris. That is 2 on Micah. And she had 2 early fouls in that game against Oakland. Has 2 here. 7:19 to go in the first half. 13-8. Blackman, Siegel has the ball. Roberts to Bush. Right side, back out to Lawson. Over to Bush. Passes in to Franciscan. Looks for help. Lawson open for 3. It's no good. Too strong. Rebound Johnson. Flips it out to Norris. Norris across the timeline. Cross court to Pollock. Takes a look. Doesn't take it. Norris to Dangerfield. Back to Norris. Dangerfield. She'll shoot the long 3. No. Short. Rebound Pollock. Coming away with it. Smart move by Amanda Pollock. Norris has it, and will set it back up in front of the big B for Blackman.
Oakland leads Laverne 28-8 on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Girls play, Oakland 28, Laverne 8.
Norris to Pollock, over to Bond. Norris takes the jumper from the top of the key. Really wasn't set there, missed the shot. Out of bounds, it'll belong to Siegel. Well, the zone has given Siegel some trouble, Blackman some trouble, Brian, except for the inside play of Alex Johnson.
Well, when they can get it inside, that's the thing that has worked, but it's making it much more difficult to get it inside.
Here's Siegel to Lawson. Going to drive on Bond, go up with the left hand, too strong. Rebound, Amber Daniels. No, it's rebounded by Johnson. Couple of good looks by Siegel, it doesn't fall. Norris has it for Blackman to Dangerfield. In the corner to Pollock. She'll take the shot, and it misses. Rebound off of Bond, and Lawson comes away with it. Paris Lawson does a good job of rebounding.
Well, they're actually leading the rebound battle here by 1, so Siegel doing a pretty good job despite their lack of size on the boards tonight.
Here's Art Roberts driving. Going to go up. Little hook is blocked. I couldn't see who did that, but it was blocked. Dangerfield behind the back dribble. Gives it over cross court to Norris. Long three, no good. Chad Hibden would love for her to get hot. 13-8 our score. Blackman by five. Siegel with the ball.
21-8. Riverdale leads Smyrna after the first quarter of play on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard.
Here's Roberts between the circles over to Bush. Back out to Roberts playing catch. 5:04 to go in the first half. Down low to Franciscan. It's blocked by Bond. She's been a blocking machine tonight.
I think she blocked that other one that you missed.
I think so.
Too. So, I mean, that's at least four or five blocks tonight.
Dangerfield to Bond. Over to Norris. Blackman has a five-point lead. Dangerfield's going to pop one from outside. It's no good. Rebound. Norris tries to save it. Steps on the inbounds line, and it will be Siegel's ball. Miller coming back in along with Allen and Kennedy. So on senior night, the seniors getting a lot of action for Blackman.
Well, a good opportunity for them to get into the mix. And, John, they really did a pretty good job starting the game tonight. So maybe he's going to work in a few more. The outside shots for Blackman right now just aren't falling, and maybe a chance for Norris and Bond and Dangerfield to think about that a little bit, what they can do to actually improve play.
Roberts tries to go through a double team. Thought she was fouled. No call. Miller has it. Gives it down low to Killings. A little short jumper. It's no good. Rebound. Picked up. Saved by Erica Roberts. Well, Blackman's kind of caught. Got a cold spell again.
And they've missed six in a row.
Lawson has it. Left side for Siegel right in front of our table. Over to Daniels. It's a man-to-man defense again now for Blackman.
Been only one field goal made by either team in this quarter.
Bush open for three, missed the shot. Rebound picked up Miller. Over to Allen. Been at 13-8 for quite a while. There's a bouncer into Johnson. It's out of bounds. It'll belong to Blackman.
It was 11-6 at Blackman at the end of the first quarter. Two free throws by Siegel. They're only 2 points in this quarter, and Blackman with one field goal, so not much has changed.
Blackman will throw it in underneath their basket. Allen lobs it out to Killings and will set it back up. Klimmer back in for Siegel. Here's a long jumper by Allen that's no good. Rebound Johnson. Blocking out is Franciscan. 3:33 to go in the first half. 13-8, Blackman by five. Siegel with the basketball. Lawson has it. Left side to Roberts. Picked up by Killings. Now they sweep it over to Franciscan, to Lawson. Inside, the runner is Roberts and puts it up and in. Roberts off the glass from the right side. She has five. 13-10, Blackman by three. Here's Pollock to Allen. Almost lost it. Now gets it back. Gives it over to Killings. Drives baseline. Comes back out. Thinks better of it. Over to Allen. Here's Killings. Allen, Pollock, very determined to go inside. Cross-court pass to Killings. She'll take the 15-footer. Good. And Kennedy Killings puts Blackman out by five, and it is 15-10. Blackman with a five-point lead. And we're going to take a timeout. We'll be right back.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad.
And this is Eric. We're more than just mufflers. Our ESC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Come by for our $19.99 oil change special, complete with tire rotation. That's right, only $19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger's and the Country Club.
$19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Trust the Midas touch.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Get Sir Pizza with three Murfreesboro locations. Sponsors our podcast online. Check it out, WGNSradio.com and GoPrimeTimeSports.com. Just click on the Sir Pizza podcast button to download and listen to recent games.
Beautiful Tuesday in Rutherford County tonight and today. Basketball here tonight. 15-10, Blackman leads with 2:35 to go in the half. Lawson driving. Autumn Daniels back in the game for Siegel. In trouble. Now gives it to Lawson. She bounces off Allen's leg. It'll go out of bounds. Side court to Siegel. Bush. So far, the defense and the rebounding for Siegel has kept the Lady Stars in this one. They only trail by five. Here's Roberts, going to pop a three. No good. Rebound, Norris, weak side. Throws it out to Dangerfield. Blackman wanting to run. Johnson up against the window. Good. Nicely done by the Blackman Blaze, and Johnson has nine. She's been the difference so far in this one. Lawson gives it over to Roberts. Roberts driving, going to go cross court to Clemmer. Now finds Lawson, who stops, shoots, 15-footer, no good. Rebound, Norris. Blackman deciding to run with it. Here's Dangerfield, going to go all the way in and puts it up against the glass and good. Crystal Dangerfield's first one, give the assist to Micah Norris.
Well, a very nice run here for the Lady Blaze. They're 3-for-3, and missed shots and turnovers are killing the Lady Stars right now.
19-10, Siegel. Make that Blackman. Siegel trails. They do have the ball. A minute 34 to go in the half. Over to Bush. Bush takes a couple of dribbles, now looks for help, finds Lawson. Blackman has extended Siegel's offense way out. Here's Roberts, finds Lawson, going to drive. If you're a Siegel fan, you need him to get a shot here. Over to Lawson, a minute 11 to go in the half. Paris Lawson looks over to Allen Bush for a play and throws it away. Turnover for Siegel, that would be number seven.
Well, they're putting a lot of pressure on the ball out front, John, and they had, like you said, they had extended the Siegel offense out near midcourt. The official actually was in the way, and it went off of the official and then out of bounds. But he did what he's supposed to do and just stood there.
Dangerfield has it. Blackman leading. Over to Norris. Back to Allen. Bounces it to Johnson in the corner. Cross court to Dangerfield. And gives it to Bond in the corner. She'll try a three. It's no good. Rebound, Lawson.
Well, Siegel could use a basket here to kind of close out the half in a positive way. Blackman wants this ball back and try to go up by double digits into halftime.
35 seconds to go. Lawson has it for Siegel. In the front court, over to Daniels. Looking for a cutter. Roberts goes in, doesn't give it to her. They give it to Bush, now to Lawson. 20 seconds to go. Clemmer. Daniels. Boy, Norris is really putting the move on there and got the ball back from her. And the layup is good. Micah Norris with a brilliant steal, and she has four. And the lead is 11. 4 seconds on the clock. Long shot by Daniels is no good. That's the half. And our score, the Lady Blaze 21, Siegel Stars 10. And we'll be back with the halftime stats for you right after this timeout. Stay with us.
Craig's Tax Service at 142 Heritage Park Drive offers complete tax preparation, financial, and bookkeeping services. Craig's Tax Service reminds you that it makes sense to get help with your taxes. No long lines and year-round service. Call 890-2233 for an appointment. That's 890-2233. Craig's Tax Service. Join Mike Craig and Bruce Hall at Craig's Tax Service in supporting all Rutherford County schools and student-athletes.
Self-storage has never been so convenient. Thanks to Zippy Shell, providing self-storage and moving solutions right to your front door. We deliver, you pack it, we pick it up and store it. Our units are secure, convenient, and best of all, they're just as affordable as traditional ones. Zippy Shell, call us today for a free estimate.
Call locally owned Zippy Shell today, 216-7879. That's 216-7879.
Martin's Home and Garden is the premier place for gardening, landscaping, and outdoor buildings.
Now's the best time to make your yard the talk of the neighborhood. This is Lester Martin, and it's the perfect time to let Martin's Home and Garden plant trees, shrubs, and perennials. Plus, we do leaf removal. From residential to commercial, let our expert landscape designers come out for a free estimate and craft a magnificent lawn, office center, or whatever you need.
Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Demas's.
Serving Middle Tennessee for 30 years.
Little Caesar's Hot and Ready Pizza. Walk in, walk out.
It's hot and ready whenever you want it. It's hot and ready. Get it tonight.
Drop by by Little Caesars and pick up a large, freshly made hot and ready pepperoni pizza for only $5. No need to call ahead. It's hot and ready all day, every day.
Hot and ready.
Three local locations on Memorial in front of Haynes Hardware, on Franklin Road and Rutherford Boulevard by Walmart.
Pizza, pizza.
We are at Olympus Athletic Club here in Murfreesboro, and we're asking people why they joined Olympus.
The convenience, the price. Free daycare, free tanning, and they have everything we need.
Olympus Athletic Club has two locations in Murfreesboro, one in Shelbyville and one in Spring Hill.
This is Sean Barber, founder of Olympus Athletic Club. We have the least expensive, most intensive athletic clubs in Middle Tennessee.
Get in the best shape of your life. Join Olympus Athletic Club. Online at gymolympus.com.
The time is now.
Absolute Auction in Woodbury. 47 acres will be auctioned off. The property is zoned industrial. Again, 47 acres to be auctioned off at this Absolute Auction in Woodbury, Saturday, February 9th at 11. The auction is on Alexander Drive. See pictures at BobParksAuction.com.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. It may be a cliche, but home is where the heart is, and at Steve Martin Construction, we put our heart into every custom home we've built. It's the small things that make a house a home, and we understand that a little luxury can go a long way. You can see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I look forward to talking to you about building your dream home. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639, and online at stevemartinconstruction.com.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And we're at halftime with the Blackman Blaze leading the Signal Stars 21-10. John Dingus along with Brian Barrett. And tonight's halftime brought to you by Jones Car Wash, which is proud to support all student-athletes in Rutherford County, located on Memorial across from Old Charlie's. Jones Car Wash offers full-service and exterior car wash services. Each wash includes wheel cleaner, bug removal, and towel drying. They also offer Rain-X, foam wax, tire shine, underbody wash, and air freshener, which requires no additional time. Better service, better wash, right price. Give Jones Car Wash a try next time you decide to wash your car. They're on Memorial across from O's Charlie's. And with the halftime stats, Brian, not a good shooting night really for either team.
Well, no, not necessarily, but much better for the Blackman Lady Blaze as we jump into the stats brought to you by Game Days Team Sports out on Mercury Boulevard, formerly AG Sporting Goods, Winners Trophies, and Fans Heating and Air. 15 rebounds apiece for Blackman and Siegel. Turnovers, 8 for the Lady Stars and 4 for the Lady Blaze of Blackman. For Siegel from the foul line, 3 of 3, 100%. For Blackman, 1 of 2. The difference in the game thus far and the reason for the 11-point Blackman lead is the 16% shooting for the Lady Stars, 3 of 19. They do have one first bank 3, 3 of 19, 16%. And again, one first bank 3, 10 of 25, 40% for the Blackman Blaze. They led 11-6 at the end of the first, 21-10 here at halftime. That's a look at the team stats. In terms of the shooting tonight, 3 points for Paris Lawson. It was a first bank three. 5 points for Erica Roberts and 2 for Maddie Franceskin. Nobody in real foul trouble, by the way. Kennedy Killings with 2 here on senior night. Jazz Bond with 4. Alex Johnson with 9. 4 points for Micah Norris and freshman Crystal Dangerfield with 2 points. And that is a look at all of your stats from Winners Trophies, Fans Heating and Air, and Game Days Team Sports. 21-10 your score here at halftime. Again, it was 11-6. Blackman has led throughout. And that is a look at all of the stats here at half between this girls' contest, Blackman and Siegel tonight. Boys' contest coming up here in just a few. I can pass along on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard in middle school girls' sectional tournament play. It was Christiana defeating Richland. Christiana defeating Richland tonight in girls by a final of 28-10. So Christiana moves on to play the Blackman Mount Juliet winner in the state's final four. So congratulations to the Lady Cougars of Christiana. That's a look at your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. No other scores to pass along. Well, I do have one, just came in. MTCS leads 23-21 with 3 minutes left in the first half. At Santa Fe tonight, 23-21. Those scores And this one, too. Riverdale 47, Smyrna 16 at the half. 47-16, Riverdale leading Smyrna at the half on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. A timeout will return here for the second half, and John Dinkins will bring you the live play-by-play when we return.
Be a hero for kids with cancer. Join Paul Dinaburo's third annual event, March 15th at Lanes, Trains, and Automobiles in Murfreesboro. Go to BaldinaBurro.com and see how you can give hope to kids fighting childhood cancer.
Would you run for me?
Walk or run in the second annual Special Kids Race, March 23rd at Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, 1272 Garrison Drive. For more information or to register, go to specialkidsrace.org.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and I can help you get to a better state because I'll talk with you, listen to you, and help you put together a policy that has you written all over it, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Give me a call at 895-2700.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton. Give me a call at 895-2700.
Since 1940, your first choice for air conditioning and heating repairs has been Roscoe Brown. Now, when you have plumbing problems, it's also Roscoe Brown. You can depend on Roscoe Brown for any type of plumbing service and innovative plumbing solutions. Roscoe Brown is fully licensed, bonded, and insured, and fully qualified to assist with heating, air conditioning, and now plumbing. Roscoe Brown. Phone 888-888. My Roscoe.
You'll feel the difference at Jerry Potts Car Care when you walk in the door at 2420 Southgate Boulevard.
It's family. I feel we offer an alternative to having to go to the dealer.
That's Stacy Potts Orphis at Jerry Potts Car Care.
We treat everybody with respect. We're going to fix their vehicle how we would fix our own vehicle and make it safe. And we stand behind everything.
Jerry Potts Car Care, just off South Church by the County School Board Office.
2420 Southgate Boulevard, 867-6622.
We have a saying here in the Tennessee Valley: if you don't like the weather, just give it a few minutes and it'll change, which is why you need a heating and cooling system that can keep up, like a high-efficiency electric heat pump that starts saving you money the minute you turn it on. And now that your local power company and TVA are offering 8% financing for up to 10 years, there's never been a smarter time to make the switch. So call your local power company or log on to EnergyRight.com.
Contact Murfreesboro Electric Department at 893-5514 or MurfreesboroElectric.com.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports is brought to you in part by Toots, Good Food and Fun, Intersource, your trusted source for entertainment, Olympus Athletic Club, State Farm agent Andy Womack, Reeves Sane Drugstore, and don't forget, check out Intersource Tournament Central on GoPrimeTimeSports.com. All the brackets, scores and news from the upcoming tournaments will be there. We've already got the District 9A tournament located on the website. It's Blackman at 22-1, going for their 23rd win in a row versus the Lady Stars. They're 15-10, 2-6 in district play. And to bring you the second half, here is John Dinkins.
Starting lineups for the second half: Crystal Dangerfield, Jazz Bond, Micah Norris, Alex Johnson, and Amanda Pollock. For Siegel, it's Paris Lawson, Maddie Franceskin, Allison Bush, Morgan Klimmer, and Erica Roberts. And those starting lineups in the second half brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Game Days Team Sports. And as we start the second half, Blackman has the ball, moving against the Siegel zone. They built up a late 11-point lead late in the second quarter. Here's Norris. Well, they're tempting her to shoot. They're really backing up. And she will take the three, and she hits it. First bank three for Micah Norris, and I know she's glad about that. She has seven. 24-10, Blackman. Here's Franceskin in the front court for Siegel. Bounces it to Lawson. Makes a good move, but has it tipped away to Franceskin. Back to Lawson. Over to Klimmer. The long jumper. Good. First bank three for Klimmer. Her first basket. So back-to-back threes to start off the third quarter. Dangerfield across the timeline, gives it over to Norris, and is knocked out of bounds. And it'll be Blackman's ball. Dangerfield to throw it in to Norris. Norris to Bond. Back to Dangerfield. Back to Bond. Norris, jumper, good. This time a two. Well, she's getting the shooting touchdown. She has nine. In the backcourt, Dangerfield pressing Franciscan. Gives it to Roberts and tries to get by Norris. And it's going to belong to Siegel. A lot of contact there, Brian, and right in front of us, but no whistle.
Well, they are letting these girls play. That's one thing, that's for sure. May make for a very physical boys game, too.
26-13 the score. Lawson tries to get it inside. Bond, with those long arms of hers, makes the interception. Gives it over to Dangerfield. Lob into Norris. Now she feeds it down low to Johnson, and the foul going to be on Allison Bush, I think, number three. Brian, how many turnovers do we have for Siegel now?
They have 10 now, John. Turnovers have been a big issue.
And if we're going to the free throw line, Alex Johnson. Free throw is up and good. Alex, a good free throw shooter. She's the leading scorer for Blackman tonight with 10. In fact, she leads all scorers with that number. Chance to add to it right here. Second one, good. She has 11. 28-13, Blackman. Here's Siegel. Lawson getting out of trouble. Now gives it over to Bush. And she's in trouble. Gets it to Lawson. Feeds it to Franciscan. Good passing by the Stars. Jumper by Roberts. No good. Rebound, Norris. Norris moves, drives, looks for Johnson. Now Pollock. She's open for three. No good. In and out. Rebound. Coming down with it's Roberts. Roberts racing down the floor. Puts it up against the glass. It's no good, but Dangerfield draws the foul. Brian, you know, you see Siegel. They have got to hit the three-point shot. I mean, it's just their offense, they're just not big enough to get in there and battle inside against some of these girls. So when they're not hitting that three, they struggle.
Well, you're exactly right. That was the point I was going to make. If the threes aren't falling, they do struggle. And, John, they've got two tonight, but they also have only two other field goals. So two of their four field goals are threes, and they've had long stretches of misses tonight.
Roberts hits a pair at the free throw line to cut the lead to 13. Allen comes in for Dangerfield and brings it across. Front court to Jazz Bond. Over to Pollock. Pollock to Johnson. To Allen. To Norris. Norris drives baseline and finds Bond, but it's intercepted by Bush. Hard to throw in between traffic there. Here's Klimmer. Thinks about it. Now gives it to Lawson. Norris sneaking up on her, but Lawson protects the ball. 5:14 to go on the third quarter clock. Lawson looking for some help. Roberts comes out. Now gives it back to Lawson. Lawson, double team, down low, throws it away. Another turnover for the Stars. That's 11. In the corner goes to Pollock. Over to Allen. To Norris. Moving the ball quickly. Back to Allen. And now, 3-second call on Jazz Bond. And coming in will be Killings. She's contributed 2 points. Kennedy Killings. 4:48 to go in the third. Blackman 28, Siegel 15.
New score on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. The Lady Flame season is over as they're defeated by Mount Juliet 40-33 in the girls sectional tournament at Rossview in Clarksville today.
Klimmer loses the ball. Bond gets it. Over to Allen. 12 turnovers now for the Stars. Johnson gives it to Pollock. Over to Allen. Both teams really trying to move the ball and get it inside. There's a lob, but it's intercepted by Bush. And now, picked up the foul is Pollock. That's the third team foul on Blackman. Pollock picks up the personal. That's her first foul. Morgan Miller coming in. Bond will go out. You know that's Bond. Jazz Bond.
I didn't know that.
I would do it in the English accent, but I'm not sure it's very good.
Hopefully one day she'll get to wear the number 07.
Yes, that would be great. There's a pass intercepted. Coming away with it is Allen. Oh, the turnover's mounting up for the Stars.
Well, it's been on several possessions here, John. They've turned it over five times in this quarter.
Johnson with a turnaround jumper in the lane. Morgan Miller comes down with a rebound. It's a jump ball going to belong to Siegel. Amber Daniels comes off the bench and takes Allen Bush's place. Allison Bush, not Allen.
Allen can't play.
No, Allen, it'd be bad if he went out there.
He ran out of eligibility a long time ago.
Here's Lawson. Across the timeline in the front court to Roberts. Back to Lawson. Top of the key. Now finds Amber Daniels in the corner to Roberts. Blackman in the zone now. They've kind of gone from zone to man-to-man back to zone. Lawson drives the lane. Puts it up. No good. Too strong. Franciscan gets the rebound. Finds Roberts from outside. It's short. Miller tips it. Roberts gets it back. Good hustle. Roberts sweeps around the right side, lays it up off the glass, no good. This time Johnson is fouled. And the foul going to be on. Well, it's on Miller.
John, one thing that makes it so difficult to score inside for Siegel is because they have to alter the shots to stay away from the defense. And, you know, when you're talking about Bond and Morgan Miller, their long arms just make you do things that make those shots not very easy.
Klimmer short with her shot. Rebound Killings.
Well, see, that's four chances right there, and Siegel did not come away with a basket.
But they were all long shots for the most part. Here's a Allen going baseline. Now gives it back out to Pollock. They'll set it back up. 28-15 Blackman, the Blaze leading it. They've led most of the way. I think they trailed 2-0 early, and that was it. Here's Bond giving it to Pollock inside to Miller. It's intercepted, and I think she dribbled it on the out-of-bounds line, and it'll be Siegel's basketball. Turnover Blackman.
That's the seventh one for the Lady Blaze this evening.
Micah Norris comes in, and Pollock will take a seat. So it's Allen, Killings, Bond, Miller, and Norris. Siegel has Lawson, Klimmer, Roberts, Franciscan, and Daniels in the game. Lawson bounce pass Roberts. Here's Lawson, and I'm not sure whether it was the bad pass or just lack of concentration there, but another turnover for Siegel. That was unforced.
Well, and those are the ones that coaches hate the worst, those unforced turnovers.
Allen in the front court. It goes to Micah Norris. Right side, between the circles to Miller, flips it over to Allen, left side. Now back to Killings. Miller going to shoot one from way out and hits it. First bank three, Morgan Miller. Hello, Morgan Miller. 31-15, a minute 57 to go in the third. Blackman leads it. It's the biggest lead of the night, 16. Daniels double teamed, and now they're going to call traveling on Daniels.
Well, they just can't win for losing here tonight. It's just not been their kind of night. Can't even draw a foul on a play like that. Double-teamed in the corner and Little reaching in, not saying that there was a foul there, but it's
some contact.
Yeah, some contact, but just not their night.
Norris over to Killings to Allen. Ball's tipped. Killings comes down with it over to Micah Norris. A minute 34, spin move to Norris. Miller going to shoot again. Yes, again. Morgan Miller, senior night for that one. Two threes.
First
bank threes, yeah. Here's Lawson. Roberts spins and throws it away immediately into the hands of Angel Allen. Allen stops, dishes off Norris, off the right side, no good, rebound, Roberts. Roberts streaking down the court, goes up against Jazz Bond, and they're going to call a foul on Bond. Bond's feet were moving. Well, that might have been possibly a charge. And Roberts will go to the free throw line. 34-15 is the score. 102 to go in the third. And, Brian, let's get an update on our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard if we could.
Well, let me see if I can peruse to find any additional updates. Don't have anything except the halftime scores. Riverdale leading Smyrna 47-16. We're a little ahead of everybody else. Our game has been trucking along. And 51-17, Oakland leads Laverne. That's a halftime score on the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard.
She hit both of them. She has 9 points. It's 34-17. Roberts has been good at the free throw line tonight. Norris gets a screen from Johnson, now flips it over to Killings in the corner to Allen. She lobs it over Morgan Miller's head. Miller takes it away from Franciscan, however. It's a jump ball. It belongs to the Blaze. There you go about breaks. Siegel had a chance with the ball and couldn't hold on to it. 48 seconds to go in the third quarter. Allen to throw it and the lob into Johnson. The layup is good. She's been awesome underneath tonight. 13 for Alex Johnson.
Five of nine from the field and three threes in this quarter for the Lady Blaze.
Daniels over to Lawson. Good defense out front. Ball's taken away almost. Lawson comes down with it. Norris always plays good defense. Gets her hand on that one, knocks it out of bounds. The lead is 19 for the Blackman Blaze. Lawson has it for Siegel. Over to Clemmer, double teamed in the corner, and they have been ferocious down there in that corner defensively.
Well, you get down there, you're just asking for trouble, and that's Clemmer just had no hope right there.
Throwing it in is Clemmer. Back to Daniels from the corner. Jumper is no good. Norris up high for the rebound. We're at 13 seconds to go in the third. Allen over to Killing. She'll take the three. No good. Long goes off of Bush, I think, and it's going to belong to Blackman.
Siegel hit the very first field goal of the quarter, John, and it was a three. And since then, only four free throws.
Here's Miller for three. No good. In and out. Rebound, Daniels. And not going to get the shot off as he dribbles down the floor. That's the end of the fourth quarter with our score. The Blackman Blaze 36, Single Star 17. You're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS. The fourth quarter coming up.
Toots. Here at Toots Restaurants, one of our most popular menu items are our seafood baskets. Fried clam, catfish, and oyster baskets are all our favorites. And also, we have a fried shrimp basket. At Toots, our most popular appetizer is, believe it or not, fried dill pickles. We've been serving those for 27 years. At Toots, we're very proud of our menu and our menu prices and our daily specials. You can bring the whole family in and eat very reasonably at any of our three locations here in Rutherford County.
Good food and fun!
We are at Olympus Athletic Club here in Murfreesboro, and we're asking people why they joined Olympus.
I like to go to the group exercise classes. I have toned since I've been going to the gym.
Olympus Athletic Club has two locations in Murfreesboro, one in Shelbyville and one in Spring Hill.
This is Sean Barber, founder of Olympus Athletic Club. We have the least expensive, most intensive athletic clubs in Middle Tennessee.
Get in the best shape of your life. Join Olympus Athletic Club online at gymolympus.com.
Get to a better state Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
From residential, commercial, farms to land, the elite team of Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auctions specialize in it all. They have a successful history of serving estate settlements, complete farm dispersals, and business liquidations. For all of your auction needs, call Stan Vaught and Bob Bug at 896-4600, online at bobparksauction.com.
The feed inside goes to Allison Bush. She banks it off the glass and good. Allison Bush's first basket. 36-19 as we start the fourth quarter of play. Blackman leads it. Inside it goes. That is Johnson going up, and she's going to be hammered as she goes to the floor. Johnson will shoot two here. Foul is on Bush. That's her first. Johnson to the free throw line. Senior night tonight. We'll have a little special presentation, I guess, between games. Free throw is good by Johnson.
Also, halftime of the boys' game. Intersource is going to give student sections for Blackman and Siegel the opportunity to hit free throws. If they do, they're going to be receiving some Kirk and Burt's and Toots gift cards. And also the school faculty going to receive breakfast, so pretty nice deal there.
Lawson to the front court, 38-19. Johnson hits a pair. She's got 15. She leads all scorers. Over to Bush. Gives it out to Daniels between the circles. Now right side it goes to Roberts. And the ball tipped by Norris. Over to Daniels. Franciscan pushes out Lawson. Lawson stops, backs up, shoots, misses. Rebound picked up. Dangerfield back in the game. Here's Crystal bringing it down. Goes baseline, comes back out with it. Over to Miller. Fakes the three, gives it to Norris. Back to Dangerfield. She'll shoot the three, and she'll hit it. Crystal Dangerfield with a first bank three. She has five. 41-19. Crystal's not taking a lot of shots tonight.
Well, that's what her, just her second basket of the night.
I think she's probably only taking four shots tonight. Here is Franciscan for Siegel, cross court to Bush. And now Daniels shoots the long three. It's short. Rebound. Dangerfield again. Just camped down underneath there. Dangerfield long pass Norris. She goes up, drives, no foul, no nothing. Out of bounds. It's going to belong to Blackman. Pollock, Bond, and Allen coming in for the Blaze. Norris coming out. Johnson coming out. And Miller coming out. And throwing it in is Dangerfield. Gives it over to Allen. Back to Crystal. Drives. A little stutter step. A little jumper. It's good. Dangerfield with seven.
She's getting hot here at the right time for the Lady Blaze.
Making up for lost time. And she 43-19 the score. Blackman leads it. And a timeout called by Allen Bush of the Siegel Stars. And we will take 1-2. It's 43-19. The Blackman Blaze on top. We'll be back.
Loveless Fine Photography, the official photographers for Siegel, Blackman, and Riverdale High, Eagleville, and Middle Tennessee Christian Schools.
It's not the same old school photographers. We do one senior at a time.
Allen says in addition to the tux or drape portraits, you'll find they'll get very creative.
It's not your daddy's senior picture, let me tell you. It's not your granddaddy's either. They want to do the cool stuff, and we do it for them.
View the online gallery at lovelessphotography.com.
It's one-on-one all the way.
Loveless Photography, 890-1558.
So, what if you're walking out to your car after work and it's been mashed by a runaway garbage truck? We've got an agent for that. Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know who will be there when you need them. I'm Jeannie Allman, and I'm that State Farm agent.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman at 896-2013.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS brought to you in part by TOA, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, Winners Trophies, Last Gasp Feed Supply, and Prentice Salsa Heating and Air.
5:55 to go in the ball game. Blackman leads it 43-19. Siegel has the ball. Lawson being guarded by Allen. Over to Franciscan. Back to Lawson. Blackman back into a man-to-man now. Over to Roberts. Roberts to Lawson. Bush. Franciscan. Roberts. Back to Franciscan. Daniels. They are moving the ball, folks. Very well, actually. Now a hand check underneath the basket.
Morgan Miller.
Thank you. We did that together.
Kind of an echo there.
Bond, Morgan Miller, Amanda Pollock, Kennedy Killings, and Angel Allen in for Blackman. For Siegel, it's Daniels, Bush, Franciscan, and Lawson.
What harmony we have, John.
Well, that's what some people don't call it, harmony. And most of them call it bad timing. But anyway.
Sounded good. Jennings and Ears Funeral Home scoreboard update. Riverdale 69, Smyrna 36 after 3. 69-36, Riverdale.
43-19 here, Blackman. with the ball in the lead. Jazz Bond gives it over to Allen. And Siegel in that zone, and Blackman may just pass the time away. We'll see. Pollock sweeps it over to Killings. Now Bond at the free throw line. Jumper's no good. And Morgan Miller going to pick up a foul here. And that is team foul number 6 for Blackman. It'll be Siegel's ball in the backcourt. Chad Hidman looking down at the bench. See what kind of move he's going to make here. Looking at that clock, too. 4:38 to go in the game. Daniels gives it to Bush. Back over it goes to Roberts. Roberts dribbling, now gives off to Lawson. Driving, going to go up, puts it up with the left hand, and a little sweeping left hook. That is good by Paris Lawson. She has 5. Here comes Allen quickly in the front court to Bond. Back to Allen. Inside it goes to Bond. She turns, she spins, and Daniels fouls her. Not a bad move by Bond.
John, it's amazing what we're going to see with Riverdale going to pick up a win tonight, Blackman and Oakland all winning. Oakland becomes the third team in girls in the district to pick up 20 wins on the year.
Free throw is good.
And between those three teams, there are only 5 losses. It's just amazing. Oakland with 4 losses and Blackman with 1, and that's
and
it.
Oakland's lost to the two teams.
And they're 5-4 in the district and 20-4 overall.
Yeah. Here's Franceskin with the ball for Siegel. 45-21 Blackman. Lawson flips it over to Roberts. Back to Bush. Back to Roberts. Right side. Lob to Daniels. Gives it back out to Lawson. Kind of hands it off to her, to Franceskin. She fakes. Now gives it over to Daniels in the corner. And there's a jumper that's good. It's a first bank 3. Amber Daniels with the first bank 3. And here's Blackman with the ball. 45-24 now. It's a 21-point lead. Bond with the left hand in the lane. Good. That was a nice move by Bond. She has 8.
When she gets that down and does that consistently, I don't know who's going to stop her.
Here's Bush. And she's just a freshman. In the words of Larry Munson, here's Franceskin for the jumper, in and out. Rebound, picked up Allen.
You cleaned up the Larry Munson words, I think.
I did clean it up a little bit, yes.
You have to do that with Larry sometimes.
Long jumper by Millers, too strong. Rebound, Daniels. She comes away with it, 2-on-2. Daniels flies through the lane and misses the shot. Rebound is Lawson, then she's going to go to the free throw line as she's fouled underneath by the Blaze. And it's on Pollock. Amanda's second foul. And going to the line is Paris Lawson. Morgan Miller having quite a night on her senior night. Free throws missed. She has 2 big threes.
It's the first miss of the night, by the way, from the free throw line for the Lady Stars.
That has been a strong point. Erica Roberts has been really good at the free throw line. Autumn Daniels comes in for Siegel. And Morgan Klimmer back in for the Stars. Free throw by Lawson. No good. Rebound. That's Autumn Daniels. She misses the layup. And it goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Siegel. So they get another opportunity. 2:26 to go here in the game. Boys game to follow. That's, what, number 1 and number, what, 4?
6.
6, okay.
1 and number 6. And Friday night it'll be 1 versus number 2 in the state. Blackman moved up this week into a tie, and it'll be for the district championship.
There's an inbound play to Lawson, and she scores off the glass. It's good. Well, you better get there early at Riverdale Friday night, folks. That's all I can say. Here's a running jumper in the baseline by Bonds. No good. Lawson's got a girl open, and it's Klimmer. Wide open, puts it up with the left hand and gets it in. Morgan Klimmer with the basket, an assist by Lawson, and it's 47-28. And a timeout called by Chad Hibden, and we will take one, too. 1:57 to go in the game. It's Blackman 47, Siegel 28. Back in 1 minute.
Winners Trophies can help you with customized awards for any occasion. Owner Kelly Hockenberry continues to provide awards for sports teams, churches, recognition awards, and more. Call Winners Trophies at 904-6002. That's 904-6002 for the best in quality, service, and pricing. You can also email Kelly, winnerstrophy@comcast.net. That's winnerstrophy@comcast.net. Any award for any occasion. Winners Trophies. 904-6002.
Okay, Jose, Tex-Mex cuisine.
Hola, amigos. This is Sergio from Okay, Jose. I'm the manager. Come join us. Come try us out. We would like to earn your business. We make everything fresh from scratch. And go and join us for a good quality meal.
Mondays are mini burritos. Tuesdays are tacos. And Wednesdays are enchiladas for just 99 cents. Happy hour every day from 3 to 7 at Okay, Jose.
Okay, Jose, Tex-Mex cuisine. In the Walmart Shopping Center on Rutherford Boulevard. Where are you going for lunch?
Okay, Jose.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Farm Prep Sports on WGNS brought to you in part by State Farm agent Monty King, Zippy Shell, Bell Jewelers, Sprint by Cellular Concepts, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, Murfreesboro Automotive on Ridgely Road, Okay Jose Mexican Restaurant, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, moving to their new Phase 2 Garrison Drive location next week, and State Farm agent Jeannie Allman.
Jada Hughes in the ball game for Blackman, along with Morgan Klimmer. There's a player not in the book, Brian. McClemmer hits the free throw. That is the reason she is shooting here.
Shooting the first technical one. Foul.
Yeah. Player not in the book. 47-30. As Klimmer hits a pair and throwing it in is Aisha Phillips. Over to Klimmer. Phillips just checked in. We'll get you these subs in as much as quickly as we can. Here's Autumn Daniels driving, gives it over to Phillips. Phillips throws it away. Also in the ball game is Caroline Bass, number 21. And Rachel Tracy is also in for Siegel. 47-30 our score. Blackman gonna win again. And Siegel, the Lady Stars, although a pretty good defensive effort, just weren't able to muster enough offense tonight. Here's a lob inside to Hughes. She turns around, spins, puts it up, no good. Tracy down with a rebound for Siegel. Coming up with it is Bass. A minute 26 to go. They give it over in the corner to Jurgens. To Bass, inside to Jurgens, lays it up off the glass and good. Rebecca Jurgens gets a basket. And it's 47-32.
Three baskets in a row for the Lady Stars.
Here's Blackman moving the ball here. Inside to Hughes. Jada gets it back. Gives it over to Allen, who's still in the ball game. She's kind of the floor leader out here right now. Here's a long jumper. No good this time by Chaney, Kobe Chaney. Rebound, Blackman. Here's a jumper that's short. Rebound. Hughes almost had it. Bass comes away with it. Spins, gets in some trouble. Now Allen's going to take it away from her. And Allen brings it back out, dishes it off, and a great move by, who was that? Let me see. I don't have her. Yes, do I? Do I? Let's see. I'm looking. 24, wasn't it? That would be Chaney, her first basket. Kobe Chaney. Bass to Phillips, long jumper there, no good. Rebound. Jurgens scrambles for it, comes up with it. And intercepted. Going to be a layup for Blackman. It's no good. Rebound Chaney again. No good. Phillips comes down, and that's your ball game. As time expires and the Blackman Blaze defeat the Siegel Stars here in the first game tonight by a score of 49-32. 49-32, Blackman wins. And Blackman now will go to, is this updated, Brian?
Yes, it
8-1. In district and 23-1 overall. Blackman 8-1, 23-1 overall. And the Seagull Stars dropped to 2-7 in district play, 15-11 overall. And Brian's going to have all that information for you about the district pairings and that kind of thing. Probably we'll have that sometime before the night is over. But right now, we're going to take a break because we're ready for the Ideas Tease Between Game Show coming up after this timeout. You're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS. Our final, once again, Blackman 49, Seagull 32.
Whether it's the blazing heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter, trust the professionals at Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street to keep your home or business comfortable year-round. They service all major brands and, in most cases, offer fast same-day service. Also, call 890-1311 for their duct cleaning service. Whether your need is residential or commercial, Prentice Alsop offers free estimates on new systems and carries a full line of Heil, Rood, and GMC products. Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street, just under the Thompson.